The Third Bite of Christmas. The tradition of putting a coin in the Christmas pudding dates back probably to the early 1300s and has long been considered good luck to the one to find the silver sixpence. You might not feel quite so lucky, however, if you were to accidentally ingest said sixpence. Ingested coins have the potential to cause an airway obstruction or become impacted in the esophagus, so any history of possible coin ingestion of any aged human needs a long chest x-ray to locate it. Patients may be totally asymptomatic, so it is important to go on the history from the patient or caregiver. As coins are radio opaque, a lack of coin on x-ray is a reassuring finding, as is one that has made it below the diaphragm and into the stomach. These will pass in a few days without great fanfare. Any coin in the esophagus or airway requires urgent referral via ambulance to hospital. If a patient is symptomatic of foreign body ingestion or inhalation, but nothing shows on x-ray, then the possibility of non-radio-opaque objects needs considering, and referral to hospital should ensue. We will discuss this topic in a little more depth in episode 5 next week. Now, if you are a traditionalist and like the idea of the hidden silver sixpence for your Christmas table, it is generally advised now not to put it in the pudding itself, but to tape it to the underside of the bowl for a random guest to discover upon finishing their meal. Otherwise, it could be a very high price to pay for that little slice of luck. We'll be back tomorrow for the fourth bite of Christmas. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.